Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief with the United States Supreme Court asking the court to reverse the so-called Lemon Test. What is the Lemon Test? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this involves a cross, 93-year-old, 40-foot cross. That's a memorial in Blandinsburg, Maryland. The lawsuit was filed by the American Humanist Association, and the courts below on two different court cases involving the same cross came to the same decision, Matt, and it said in both of these decisions that under the Supreme Court's so-called Establishment Clause, using the so-called Lemon Test, this 93-year-old cross is unconstitutional and has to be removed. The Supreme Court could have allowed the case just to stand as it is. There was no conflict in the circuits on that issue, but what happened is they took the case, and that case will be argued later this year with a decision by the end of June. I suspect the Supreme Court will reverse the decision, allow the cross to stand, and Liberty Counsel's amicus brief takes on the issue, asking the Supreme Court to reverse this terrible, what is called Lemon Test, from the case of Lemon versus Kurtzman.
Yeah, the Peace Cross, it's made of granite and concrete. It was built in 1925 as a tribute to local men who died during World War I. And what a shame that this anti-Christian organization would try to erase American history. And if the lower courts here, which are behaving in a very activist way, clearly, if they're going to be consistent, Matt, then they're going to have to take sandblasters around Washington, D.C. to all the memorials throughout the entire Capitol and blast away all of the relics, basically, that kind of refer to Christianity and the cross and so forth. The inconsistency here is blaring, and it is so untethered from our history as a country.
You know, and it's showing the continued battle we have. Anything has a cross, these atheist organizations are going to come along and try to mow them down. But this one is very, very, very special. I mean, it has the names of 49 soldiers that gave their lives. And the American Legion, as well as local organizations, raise money to build this cross and the families. So this is a tribute. This is a memorial to them, which, interestingly enough, is located like 5 miles from the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's right. It's very close. And the Gold Star Mothers designed the memorial in 1919. They chose the shape of the cross to recall the crosses marking the countless American graves on the western front of World War I. So this plaque at the base of the cross lists the names, as you mentioned, of these 49 soldiers. This is a cross that has been there for 93 years. Now, we filed a brief asking the court to reverse what is called the Lemon Test. It goes back to a decision called Lemon versus Kurtzman. And out of that Lemon Test, the court developed a three-prong test. One, they asked the question, is it a secular purpose? Does it have a secular purpose? If there's no secular purpose to the display, then it's considered unconstitutional. And does it primarily promote religion as its primary purpose? That's number two. And does it entangle the government with religion is number three. This is not consistent with the First Amendment. What ultimately this results in is things such as this. Under the Lemon Test, you can have a nativity scene with Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus, so long as you have a secular symbol nearby, like Santa Claus, the Christmas
Santa
tree.
Claus looking over in the mangers.
the Santa Claus looking into the manger or something like that. That's why those things developed. And if you don't have the Christmas tree or Santa Claus, then the nativity scene standing by itself is considered unconstitutional. Well, that has nothing to do with the First Amendment. Those are questions that are completely foreign to the First Amendment and the founders. So we have asked the Supreme Court, and by the way, you can get different opinions on the same case using this Lemon Test because there's no real, consistent, objective way to apply it. And so some courts come down on the same issue one way and another on a different way. Lots of justices have criticized it. Sometimes they use the test, sometimes they don't use the test. In 2005, when we had the Ten Commandments, they used the test in our case out of Kentucky, but they didn't use the test regarding the Granite Monument that had stayed in one spot for 40 years in Texas. They didn't use any test at all. So we have asked the court reverse the test and replace it with something more consistent with the First Amendment. Coercion, physical coercion. If the government coerces you by penalty or imprisonment, for example, coercion, physical coercion, if the government coerces you to participate in a religious activity, such as supporting a religion or participating in a particular religious exercise, forces you under penalty, then that would be more consistent with the general intent of the First Amendment. So I believe, number one, the Supreme Court will uphold the cross, but I pray also they go to the bigger issue, and that is reverse this bad precedent and become more consistent with the actual First Amendment.
Yeah, two things to separate here. First of all, the cross itself, talking about that as an issue, even under the Lemon Test, the cross, I think, would be permitted. And I think even under the Lemon Test, the Supreme Court would uphold the cross. You mentioned the secular purpose. The cross, there's a historical context with the crosses that were on the battlefield and so forth. That's what it represents.
Yeah, but then you have other subjective judges that say, well, is it secular in nature? And they say, well, no, it's a cross. It refers to Christianity. Does it primarily promote religion? And somebody could say, well, no, right. It has the, you know, the historical context. And others could say, well, no, it is primarily. The question, though, is, has this, you know, the First Amendment prohibits the establishment of religion. And originally it was that the federal government could not establish a religion onto the states and force the states to adopt a particular religion.
Thomas Jefferson made that clear in a letter to Benjamin Rush, that
that's what the Establishment Clause was about. So there is, you know, aside from whether it applies only to the federal government or the states, which that's something, that's a whole different discussion. But behind it was the government can't coerce, they can't establish a religion, couldn't force the states to support a particular religious domination or support religion. That was up to the individual states. So there was a coercive aspect to this. The question that you have to ask here is, has anyone been coerced by penalty or imprisonment because of this cross? I mean, you may drive by it and you may love it or you may not. But that's not an Establishment Clause case. And the problem over the years is the reason why the American atheists were able to sue this is because they drove by and their plaintiff essentially said, I'm offended by this cross. Well, what else can you just simply file suit against the government because you're offended at something that the government said or a symbol that the government has displayed? Nowhere. They've made a special exception. That's why these cases even exist. So I think that the government, the Supreme Court, ought to rein back the activism that has come out of the Supreme Court to ultimately wreak havoc in these Establishment Clause cases. And this is a great opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I mean, that whole Lemon Test, the late Justice Scalia called it like a ghost in a late night horror movie. The court just brings it out to scare people and sometimes leaves it in the closet.
And that's exactly, you know? here's the thing.
Like, woo.
Here's a classic example of that. 2005, the Ten Commandments cases out of Kentucky, which I argued, and out of Texas, argued the same day, decided the same day. They pulled out the Lemon Test in the Kentucky case, and they didn't even mention the Lemon Test in the Texas case.
Wow.
And that's what Scalia was talking about. They use it when they want to. They don't use it when they don't want to.
They pull it out of the hat when we need it, not otherwise mm-hmm. not.
So pray for this case. It is the case involving the Peace Cross. It's very close to the United States Supreme Court. It's very close to the Capitol. It's right there in Maryland. You can see it when you drive Route 450 and U.S. Route 1 in Blandinsburg, Maryland. This case will be argued and decided by the end of June. It's a huge religious liberty, church-state issue. Could bring good clarity to not only this, but nativity scenes, to the Ten Commandments displays, and so much more. With your prayers and your partnership, you are right there involved in this critical moment in history. We filed an amicus brief. Pray for a good decision from the United States Supreme Court. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel this year as we continue to advance family, faith, and freedom, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.